This is Wade Brasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. When EU proposal to regulate tech companies due by year end is dubbed the Digital Service Act, it would update and perhaps abolish decades-old protection that digital intermediaries now enjoy against some liability for harmful activity on their platforms. The idea is already gaining traction in several countries. For the UK, pursuing its own legislation on online harms, and France debating a new law to combat hate speech. Pro-democracy protesters and police clashed in Hong Kong's financial district as authorities abruptly shut down an approved and largely peaceful rally and used batons and tear gas to disperse the crowd. The Trump administration's move now is to block grants for Medicaid, but circumvent Congress. Republican push in 2017 to repeal the Affordable Care Act largely failed because analysts said proposal to convert Medicaid to block grants on a per capita basis would raise the number of uninsured. Thousands of gun rights supporters from Virginia and across the country gathered in Richmond for a rally in opposition to gun control laws being advanced by the General Assembly's new Democratic majority. Polls indicate that the vast majority of Virginians favor gun control legislation. In Hollandale Beach, Florida, a resolution supporting a name change for the Dixie Highway was recently approved, but not without some pushback. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's rules for the Trump impeachment trial left open the possibility that the Senate could not only decline to hear new evidence not uncovered in the House impeachment inquiry, but could also sidestep considering the House case against Trump altogether, although such a vote is considered unlikely. Philippe Martinez, who heads France's oldest union, the CGT, or General Confederation of Workers, has become the public face of the strike, which he's used to revive a moribund union movement that was shedding members. He has become a counterpoint to President Macron and has won some concessions on the pension rollback. Unused emergency aid sat in a government property in the city of Ponce in southern Puerto Rico as thousands of people prepared to spend their third week sleeping outside to stay safe from continuing earthquakes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions, Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.